Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm going to read two sections of scriptures. One is Mark 16, the Great Commission. It says, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he that does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they'll cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover.' So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word that they spoke with the accompanying sign." In Acts chapter 1, Jesus in Acts 1:4, it says, "Being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You have heard of me. John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.' Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him again, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom?' He said, 'It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth.' Now when he had spoken these things, they watched as he was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight." So these are two things that happen. They both happen. It's the same event. One is he's telling them to wait for power. You're not equipped. Don't go anywhere. They all have experienced at this point a new birth. The first day he came back, after his resurrection, he went up to heaven. He went before the throne of God in Hebrews chapter 9. He presented himself and satisfied all the requirements that God required of him to bring us salvation. When he came back, the first thing he did was he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit inside. Now, 40 days had passed and he does this in Acts chapter 1. He's taken up into heaven, he's seated at the right hand of God, and he commissions them to go out and to preach, teach, and power would accompany them. And here's the thing that we need to learn from this. We need to understand that you don't need to be a great orator. You don't need to have, an abundance of knowledge. You need to have enough knowledge to just preach and teach, share your own experience, and be able to take the next step to lay hands on people and trust that the Holy Spirit and God will introduce himself. I mean, I teach this in my group all the time. We need to present God opportunity to introduce himself to others. We do that by teaching and preaching what we do know, sharing our testimony, and then praying for people. We don't have the power to change anyone's mind or heart. We don't have the power to bring miracles and answer prayer in anyone's life. All we have the power to do is to teach, preach, share, and pray. God does the rest. The Holy Spirit does the rest. You don't know if, in my case, God spoke to me after a man prayed for me. After he prayed for me, I blew it off. I didn't think it was anything, and God spoke to me because of that prayer. We have to present people with the opportunity to be introduced to a loving God who will meet them the way they need to be met and touch them the way they need to be touched. We look at it, I have to be ready. I have to be prepared. I have to know more than I know. Just go out there and do it. Eternity hangs in the balance. We need to understand it's not us. It's not you. He told them, wait in the upper room. You don't have the power to witness. Once you have that power to witness, just teach, just preach, just share. Bring them to church. Pray for them and let God introduce himself to them. That's our message for today. Thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this. And please pray about becoming a partner for $10 or more a month. We're praying for $400 a month or more donors. We give all of our curriculum away for free. We pay tens of thousands of dollars to build curriculums that have a workbook and DVDs and videos, and we give them away for free. We don't want any barrier to stand between someone wanting God's word and knowledge and getting it. So we give it away. Our partners help us do that. God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.